T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, happy Friday morning to you. Glad you are with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy that we made it to Friday, aren't we? What a week. I'm telling you, man. And then last night, the Cardinals laid a big egg in the season opener out in L.A.
It wasn't a shutout, at least.
Oh, well, there's that. We got one home run from Paul Goldschmidt. That's about it. I wonder how many Ohtani bets jokes are going to happen today. What do you think? By me? No, Mookie Betts hit a home run, and Ohtani had like three hits, didn't he, to get on base and scored, and I bet Ohtani's happy with that. I wonder if he bet on it. I mean, there's just so many jokes out there about that.
Regardless of how that whole situation pans out, people will forever joke about this.
Poor Pete Rose. I can't help myself. I keep going back to that. I apologize. Anyway, congratulations to Illinois fans. I just have to tell you, they pulled off a shocker last night. I don't think anybody but true Illinois fans believed that would happen. Arizona lost, which was kind of a big deal. There were several upsets. I mean, I will tell you this. Of course, I picked my Kentucky Wildcats not only to win in the first round, but to go all the way to the Final Four in all three of my brackets. And yesterday, Alex Rich put out a list of the standings for the people at the radio station.
Are you dead last?
DFL. I am DFL. And not just that, both of my brackets are tied for last. One is doing a little better than the other one, and Hannah and Anna, who know nothing about college basketball, are in the middle of the pack somewhere.
I'm telling you, that's why I did not fill out a bracket this year, but I have had fun doing that in the past, because it's not like I closely follow men's basketball, but you don't really have to, because you predict some obvious wins, and then you predict some really fun upsets.
I want to beat like my head against the wall when I see things like that. Now, I should back off that a little bit. Anna did go to the University of Kansas, so you know she picked Kansas, which is probably why they're not further ahead in the polls there somewhere. But still,
yeah,
just saying. All right, I'll get off my soapbox now. But I didn't watch any basketball yesterday. I just looked at the scores this morning when I woke up. So congrats, Lauren.
It's because Illinois didn't play till
if you're out there this
10
morning.
After
oh,
9.
It was late.
Yeah, it was a very late
Several
game.
Of those games were late. And again, I've got some good friends who are also North Carolina fans who I owe a text to this morning because they jacked with me after my Wildcats lost. So I will exact a little bit of revenge later this morning. I'll give them a chance to wake up, and not to my text, though. before I do that.
It's very considerate
of you. Isn't that nice of me?
That is so sweet.
I really think it is nice of me to do that, quite frankly. Anyway, we got plenty of good stuff for you today. J.J. Carafano is going to join us a little later from the Heritage Foundation. There's a lot of stuff going on that we need to talk to him about with national security and foreign policy and this situation with the bridge collapse. And who knows what to believe there? It just seems weird that a ship that couldn't be steered made a 90-degree turn at the last second. That just seems a little odd, but maybe that's what happened. I don't know. 60, what did they say that the U.S. made a down payment to Baltimore of like $60 billion or something to rebuild that thing? Anyway, they've dedicated a lot of money to it, and I don't know how much it's going to cost or how long it's going to take or any of that stuff. I heard a report this morning and with people already lamenting the loss of jobs and commerce in the Baltimore area because it's a big impact economically. It'll impact the U.S. economy at some point. So we're going to get to more on that with Jim later. We got some more ELO tickets to give away. But first, here's the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this in.
President Trump was not with the Three Stooges. In fact, he was across the street yesterday with the family of the New York police officer who was killed by thugs who shouldn't have been out of prison. President Trump did the right thing yesterday.
When I was a kid, the Democratic Party was at the lead of fighting for voting rights for every American.
Wow. RFK, a nephew of JFK, son of RFK Sr., yesterday compared the Democratic Party to the Soviet Union.
Enter Cori Bush. The congresswoman sent this letter Thursday demanding answers from Walgreens. Bush wants to know why the company closes stores in urban communities.
Because they're being robbed a lot and they're not profitable. Why can she force any private company to do anything?
I had seen not just myself, but many people treated in a way that I did not think was fair. And I've never sued anyone in my life, and I hope to never do it again.
Wow, that is Beverly Buck Brennan, a daughter of Jack Buck. She's the one that sued and got that big settlement from Harris Stowe State University. It's not the first person to get something. The last person got an even bigger settlement for discrimination at Harris Stowe. And Beverly Buck Brennan went on Channel 4 last night. For some reason, that's the first agency she talked to, the first press agency that she spoke to. And she said a couple of things that surprised me a little bit. She kind of dissed her dad for his money management. I'm not quite sure why that was part of the story. Why was Jack Buck's money management part of the story? She made a point of saying, and I'll play it for you, my dad was the worst handler of money ever, so we didn't inherit much from him. But we inherited his work ethic, she said. I thought that was a little odd in the context of this particular story. Let me let you hear just a little bit of this. Carl, go to cut 10 on why she sued the historically black college of Harris Stowe for discriminating against her, a white woman.
But she says around 2010, things started to change.
And when I say changing, I'm talking about a revolving door. And at that point, things started changing for me. And I started experiencing a very hostile work environment.
In 2016, she sued the historically black university, claiming age, gender, and racial discrimination.
I had seen not just myself, but many people treated in a way that I did not think was fair. And I've never sued anyone in my life, and I hope to never do it again. But I thought maybe by taking this action, it would inspire or urge some change at the institution.
Yeah. Her dad wanted her, she said in the interview, to go into broadcast journalism, and she didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never laid eyes on her before. She did remind me, though, of Christine Buck when I saw her face.
It's her sister.
I know that. I you could see the resemblance immediately. But I'd never seen her before. And then she went on to talk about her dad being bad with money. And again, I'm not quite sure the context. Go to a cut 11 there, Carl.
He says Beverly endured attacks by opposing counsel attempting to discredit her, he says, by calling her a liar and a racist.
Probably the two top things in my life I would never, ever want to be.
Her father, she says, didn't leave them very much.
My father was the worst person with money than many anyone in the world. I mean, he gave out tips right and left every day.
Though his passion and work ethic, she says, were the greatest gifts he gave her. Part of the reason, she says, she felt she had to stand up for herself.
I think I would have felt worse doing nothing.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I initially took that as he was so... He obviously poorly managed his money is what she's
suggesting.
But I also took it like, oh, he was so generous with his money that he was handing out money, basically.
Okay.
I very easily could have misinterpreted that.
Maybe that's why. I thought it was odd in that context to bring that up.
Yes,
that,
I agree.
Like, was the suggestion, you're a rich member of the Jack Buck family. Why did you need to sue this poor university? I mean, I almost wonder what the question was for that kind of response. Well, Dad didn't leave us very much.
Yeah, that is a good point. I don't hear Lauren's question. That's Lauren Traeger, the reporter.
I don't know who. I'm not quite sure why that. That came up in that context. So I just wanted you to hear it. Like I said, I don't know her. I've never met her before. I am glad when I see responses to reverse discrimination in this country, right? I mean, yesterday we had the local leader of the NAACP, I know John Bowman, I've met him before, criticizing Andrew Bailey for investigating the Hazelwood schools. And claim that DEI started back in the civil rights era. DEI was not a thing. This was a figment of somebody's imagination that they created a few years ago. This is not a thing. DEI is all about reverse discrimination. That's what it is. Let's just face it. It calls for quota systems, which is the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King called for. So I thought that was... interesting, but it kind of ties back into the case over here at Harris Stowe for sure. All right, lots to get to. Ran a little long there. Sorry about that, Carl. Let's get to our national anthem.
Surge under the previous administration, which repeatedly attempted to cut the COPS program, all of their budgets targeted that key funding for the police, and congressional Republicans just proposed doing it again. So this is a president, this is a Biden-Harris administration, have done the polar opposite, taking decisive action from the very beginning to fund the police and achieving a historic reduction in crime under his leadership.
Does anyone out there remember how Sean Spicer was vilified for his role as White House press secretary because he flubbed one or two news conferences, didn't handle one answer, two answers very well? I mean, he was raked over the coals on Saturday Night Live. I mean, they freaking hated Sean Spicer. How is this woman still the press secretary for the president of the United States? She's awful.
When she's making comments that the Republicans are the ones that essentially want to defund the police, I want to have a Dr. Evil drop that says, right.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I know. I'm mystified by that. Speaking of which, though, she wants to blame the Trump administration on the crime problem now. So it's their fault, not our fault, right? It's their fault that the border's not fixed, not ours, even though the border was fixed when he was there and Joe Biden screwed it up on day one. So I thought this was interesting yesterday. A couple of interesting polls came out. This is from the Daily. This is a Daily Mail poll. Former President Donald Trump has the edge once again in a five-way race for the presidency. So JFK, they found Trump leading the pack with 43, Biden at 39, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. third at 7, while 2% back independent Cornell West and 1% support for the Green Party's Jill Stein. So you know the left is going to look at that poll and suggest that RFK, Cornel West, and Jill Stein are all pulling support from Joe Biden, which suits me just fine, because I think that's true. I don't think there are very many people out there who would vote for RFK simply for his vaccine stance, in light of the fact that he's still a left-wing progressive Democrat. I mean, what Republican would vote for RFK? I can't imagine he's pulling from Donald Trump. Since December, each candidate has gained support. Biden and Trump each jumped 3 points, leaving the four-point margin between them unchanged. Kennedy jumped 3 points, and Stein and West all jumped 1 point, but 19% of people are roadkill, which means they're undecided. Yeah.
I think he's definitely going to pull more from Biden. I like RFK Jr.'s stance on vaccines, but that's certainly not enough to get me to support
you. I did hear Kilmeade yesterday talking about the fact that, wow, here's some breaking news that got buried behind all of this other breaking news. Chris Christie came out and made a statement yesterday.
Supporting RFK Jr.?
No. Chris Christie's groundbreaking statement yesterday was that he will not run on the No Labels Party ticket.
Was that even being talked about?
Well, that was Kilmeade's point. I had no idea that he was even considering running on the No Labels
Nikki
ticket.
Haley, there were talks about that, although we've realized now that she wouldn't have been able to.
Yes.
With the sore loser laws, but okay, well, thanks, Chris Christie, for enlightening us. We didn't care because no one even thought that, but thank you for informing us about
loser,
that.
Loser, loser, loser.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I mean, he's such a Trump hater, I could almost see him doing it. But he opted not to. I still don't know if that thing goes anywhere. Manchin said he won't run. Who would they get right now? Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger? I don't know.
How many of the people that you saw running for this, Republican nominee this year will be running again in 4 years, I wonder?
Oh, all of them. Maybe not Christie.
You think Nikki Haley will?
Yes.
And Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yes.
And you think you don't think Chris Christie?
I don't. Because he's running just because of his hatred for Trump. He's a two-time loser now. I don't think he could run again and gain any support. But, yeah, I would, depending on, in a Trump administration, Vivek Ramaswamy holds some sort of cabinet-level position, I would imagine, whether it's Secretary of the Treasury or maybe Transportation, because clearly he's accomplished a lot more in life than Pete Buttigieg. But he will have more credibility next time around because he'll have some experience in government.
Yeah, but I think Ron DeSantis is going to dominate. He has 4 years to work on the way he presents himself, build up his campaign strategy. I think he's going to absolutely dominate in 4 years.
Too. I would not disagree with that at all. Coming up, we will get to Kim on a whim. We'll be right back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you've probably noticed this week that I'm a little congested. I've tried not to sound stuffy, but yeah, Carl's giving me the look. Yeah, I know. No one's surprised. So anyway, I'm telling Mark and Carl about this, and Mark's like, you should try nasal spray. Well, I don't like eye drops. Even though I wear contacts and I can touch my eye, I don't like eye drops. I don't like the nasal sprays having to shoot that stuff up my nose. Just not a fan. But
are
I was
you a
so
believer?
In nasal spray or Jesus
yeah,
Christ?
Nasal spray. I did not even think about that. I was talking subject specific here.
No, I knew you were talking about Jesus. Am I a believer in what? Nasal sprays?
Yes.
Now I am.
Thank you.
Well, with an asterisk. I'm serious with an asterisk. And let me tell you why.
I found a dictionary that believes asterisk is a word.
Thank you.
Urban Dictionary.
No. Okay. Moving on. So anyway, I was getting so much relief. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then I'm talking to my family last night, and I'm like, gosh, this is like day four, and I still cannot breathe out of my nose. What is going on here? Like, I don't have symptoms like this. Just linger.
Ruh-roh.
So then they tell me, you know, Kim, you have to stop taking the nasal spray because it's actually making things worse. So, of course, I go to the internet and I start Googling it, and my mind is blown. Listen to this.
There are over-the-counter nasal decongestant sprays that shrink the blood vessels in your nose that cause relief, but they squeeze and they have side effects that could cause nasal congestion or rebound congestion, where the stuffiness becomes worse than even the problem that was in the beginning.
The problem is that the mucous membranes of the nose are swollen and inflamed, whether from pollen or viruses. Decongestant sprays shrink the blood vessels in those membranes, reducing the swelling and allowing you to breathe. But eventually, those tiny blood vessels stop responding to the sprays. That's called rebound congestion.
And that's what I think I have. Thank you, nasal spray.
Great Odin's Raven!
Carl Middleman.
Sir.
Were you in the studio when I told her that as a young man, I got addicted to nasal spray?
Yes, you did.
And what I learned very quickly is that it just made the situation worse after about 4 or 5 days.
I missed that part of it.
Did you miss that part?
I heard the I was addicted part, and I remember thinking, how would you get addicted to nasal spray? Because I hate shooting that stuff up my nose. Like, how would I possibly get addicted?
You need more of it.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that after a couple days, it's immediate relief is amazing. And then after a couple days, you're still stuffed up and you're still using it. And then it gives you less and less and less and less relief. But you feel like you need to use it because you feel so stuffy. And then, I don't know. I had to break myself of it a long time ago.
Well, it's actually making it worse. Like, not only is it taking more to do the same job, just like that's why they say you have to be careful with medication because it's not going to work as well. It's not as effective if you keep taking it.
But
it's actually making it worse. And sorry to talk about mucous membranes at 5:30 in the morning when some of you are eating breakfast, but that's what?
That rebound effect will go away in a couple of days.
I don't know. That's not what I heard. I was told I have to cut it or it's just going
to
keep getting worse.
You
like,
have
I could
to cut
be stuffy
it off.
For like a month.
No, you won't.
I don't know. It made me think about all the medication that we take and how we think we're helping ourselves. And in some cases, we certainly are. Because isn't it so true? And I say Americans, but this is not just Americans. This is human beings in general. We want this quick fix.
Yes.
If the slightest bit of like pain that we feel, we're like, what? So many of us are like, what drug can we take? You're sick and it's like, I need an antibiotic.
Can you take Sudafed?
Can I take Sudafed?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Are you able to take it?
Oh,
are you still feeding your baby?
No, I can.
Okay. That's an option. Stop taking the nasal spray and just take some Sudafed.
I could do that. But see, that I guess I feel like it's like the cat in the hat with drugs in general, where it's like you're fixing one problem, but then you're creating another.
Well,
like
Sudafed
the cat in the hat used the
problem.
Curtains to clean the rug, and then he used the rug to clean the towels, and it's like you're just moving the problem somewhere else.
Sudafed,
and that's what I feel like is society in general. We want a quick fix, and then it ends up creating more issues.
This is not my first rodeo.
Sudafed will not cause additional problems unless you're crushing it up to make meth.
Well, I
and
was going
to
do that,
lead to
so
a jail sentence.
I shouldn't do that. Mark, you have to tell me these things.
I got into it with, I'm trying to think what his name was. Was it Jason Grellner? Is he the guy out in Franklin County who pushed so hard to make it impossible to go to a pharmacy and get Sudafed? And they did it because in rural areas, Missouri led the nation in meth production, and people were going and buying oodles of Sudafed and cooking meth with it. And meanwhile, those of us who don't cook meth with it, couldn't get the damn Sudafed, which made me angry, right? And now it's still spotty. Like, I know which Walgreens I have to go to get legal Sudafed without a prescription, but a lot of cities adopted the, you have to have a prescription to get something to clear up your nasal passages, which just irritates me to no end.
You need a dealer. You meet him in the alley, gives you the Sudafed in the brown
but
paper bag.
But you shouldn't have to do that. It's not a controlled substance.
So you're telling me that now some Walgreens and CVS's, not in Missouri or
Illinois
yet, but
will
not sell you real Sudafed, but they will, with a prescription, sell you an abortion pill?
Oh, you probably don't even need a prescription these days. Absolutely. You cannot walk into a lot of Walgreens or CVS's or whatever they are and buy Sudafed for your stuffy head because some meth head has screwed it up for all of us.
Thanks, meth heads.
I'm just saying.
The world is so backwards.
I go to the Walgreens where I go there on Manchester Road at near New Baldwin Road, and I can still buy my Sudafed there. It's not that I overbuy it, but you go in, you have to give them your driver's license. You have to sign a little thing there so they know you bought it, so that if they later catch you with meth, they can figure out where you bought your Sudafed. I guess I don't buy
Sudafed. I've never had to do that. But I try not to turn to medicine. Not that I don't believe in it, but I just try to not take it if I can. And then I will, of course, resort to it. It's not like I never take ibuprofen or anything like that. But I just think it goes back to, like, we get so used to taking it. And then you start talking to people and they're like, gosh, I take it every single day. And you don't even realize that you're starting this habit of it.
Yeah.
And it can become addicting, not just the nasal spray, which last night I had to tell. I'm like, I can't sleep. And I finally gave in and I used it. And now I have to wean. So if I'm grumpy on Monday, that's why. Because I'm having withdrawal symptoms from my nasal spray.
Are you getting this, Carl? Ultimately, I believe. This is going to fall back on me because I'm the one that told her to go get the nasal spray.
Now you did suggest the nasal spray, Mark.
I did.
And that's what ultimately made me go get it. Now I thank you for the relief that I've had over the last 3 days. I am not thankful now that I have to let go of. Like, I specifically didn't bring it today because I'm like, I just have to deal with it.
We also told you how to say a word correctly, and you're ignoring that.
Oh,
you know what? I'm just an independent person, and that's why.
He is not going to let that go.
I don't follow the crowd, Carl.
Asterisk. Incorrect pronunciation of the word asterisk.
Huh.
Use of the word asterisk is a result of USA's substandard education system.
Is that what it says?
Is the author of that entry Carl Middle?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's probably editable. Just like
anybody
Wikipedia.
Is this like Wikipedia? I could go edit Wikipedia right now as I speak.
Stupid Lou from September 29th, 2006.
Oh.
Thanks, Stupid Lou.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Urban Dictionary is something that anybody can write.
Sorry for the nasal spray problem. You could probably try to get some of that saline nasal spray, which doesn't have anything but salt in it, and that's supposed to soothe your nasal passages.
That sounds terrible. I'm telling you, I'd like to just do this holistically not have to get on any sort of a medication.
I went to the St. Louis Sinus Center a while back, and I had the sinus procedure done where they do balloon sinuplasty, and they go in and they clean up your sinuses. And my sinus has been a mess for years, right? I always treated it with Sudafed and nasal spray. And honestly, since I've had that done, I haven't had to do that, which is nice.
Yeah.
Except when you're sick. Obviously, you're more congested when you're sick. Well, I had awful sinus problems for the longest time. But what they taught me when I was there is that rinsing your nasal passages with that
Neti pot.
Spray. Well, it's not a neti pot. This is just distilled water that you put a saline solution in and you just rinse each side and it cleans out a lot of those impurities and everything. And I'd never done that before in my life. And I swear I think it's helped me avoid some illness during like flu season.
This sounds absolutely terrible.
It's not.
I had to build myself up just to be able to shoot up nasal spray. That's how scared I was. I do not. My husband will do the neti pot thing.
So like when you go to the
pool.
And
I do not like that.
Do you put one of those little clips on your nose so you don't get water up your sensitive nose?
I should.
Do you hold your nose when you jump in the pool?
I probably used to for a really long time.
Sharon says stay natural and stick to honey.
No, I'm telling
tea.
You, it is. It's better just to stay natural if you can. Obviously, turn to medicine if you need to, because so many people are struggling with allergies right now. I have family and friends who are like, oh my gosh, I'm so congested. I bet you those nasal sprays and Sudafeds are flying off store shelves. If you can find it, I guess.
Oh, Sudafed. You can find them. You know where to go. If you need it, you know where to go.
This sounds like you're a dealer, like you're some drug addict.
If Walgreens shut down your store, you
know where to go.
So my doctor told me a long time ago I used to have problems flying. My ears would hurt whenever I would fly.
These are a lot of random issues that I've learned about you this
week.
Thank you for enlightening us.
His solution was, before you get on an airplane that's going to fly at 30,000 feet,
do cocaine.
Take a shot of nasal spray in each nose, each nostril, and take a Sudafed, and it will open up those passages, and you won't have the pressure problems that you experience, and it works.
Why not just chew
so
gum?
So that's why I keep
swallow.
Doesn't work. That's why I keep some nasal spray and some Sudafed with me.
I thought that was to help with the pressure
for your ears. He's talking about his nose.
I've lost track of Mark's issues.
You and everyone else. Everyone else. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio. No, seriously. All right, good. Well, I'm sorry that you're too congested to talk this morning, Kim. Hope you feel better.
I'll be okay.
Sorry if I played any role in that.
I do blame you, but that's okay.
Thank you. Story of my life. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to J.J. Carafano. We got Nicole Murray in the next hour with an update on business, and it's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Yeah, that's a protester being dragged out of the event yesterday with the Three Stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton. They were up on the stage, and these somehow in a $500,000 a person fundraiser.
Seriously,
$500,000
to get in?
Like Lizzo and all these lefties from Hollywood and the music industry were there, couldn't wait to give their money away from their fans to these three knuckleheads, and somehow protesters got into the building. So there must have been some seats that didn't sell for $500,000 apiece, because there were people in the audience from protesting Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Gaza? The Palestinian, pro-Palestinian folks. So they were screaming, interrupting the whole thing. And yeah, this is what I find interesting about the whole thing. Yesterday, the pro-Palestinian group apparently blocked Del Mar down here at some point. They blocked the street and wouldn't let people get through because they're trying to make their point that if you don't listen to us, we're going to make your life more difficult. They show up at the St. Louis County Council meetings demanding that the St. Louis County Council pass a non-binding resolution condemning Israel for what they're doing in Gaza. I didn't see them there promoting a non-binding resolution condemning what Hamas did to Israel on October 7th. Not a single one of these protesters had the ability to even they may pay lip service to it. They may pay lip service and say that they don't agree with what happened on October 7th, but it's not an excuse for genocide. I don't believe any of the numbers that come out of Hamas. None of the numbers that come out of there at all. But I think this might be an interesting proposition. Tell you what, if you stop supporting Hamas, we'll stop bombing your city. turn over Hamas to us, any members of Hamas, and you can go back to living the way you were before we turned your area into rubble. Here's the deal. For all of the noise, like you heard yesterday in that fundraiser for Obama and Biden and Clinton there, that fundraiser for Biden, 4 in 5 Americans continue to support Israel in its war. Correctly. 4 in 5 Americans continue to support Israel in its war. It's a new Harvard-Harris poll that was released March 27th, which was Wednesday. It suggests support for Israel remains strong among American voters, with 79% backing the Jewish state over Hamas in the ongoing conflict in Gaza. And that's virtually unchanged. So the message to Hamas supporters and these pro-Palestinian protesters is nobody's listening to your BS, because they know what you're really doing here. You're supporting terrorists who attacked Israel and Israeli people in a horrible way on October 7th. And Joe Biden has flip-flopped all over the place on this issue, and he and Chuck Schumer will look you in the face and tell you they support Israel, but they don't. Leave Israel alone. Let them do what they need to do. They are surrounded like an island with people that want to kill them. And on October 7th, they killed a bunch of them. And now they're taking care of the problem. They're rooting out these terrorists who have been allowed to exist within Gaza by the Palestinian people. And Mahmoud Abbas and all the rest of them, they have blood on their hands. They can't get away from that. All right, next hour we'll talk to Nicole Murray, get you a check of business. Then we'll get to In Other News with Kim at about 6:45. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.